Keary. And now the stepping, beautiful Latrell Mitchell back inside to Keary, who has a man inside, Gordon. Little offload to Pierce, and he gets it out of the winger. Tupou is over again. How good's the footy from the Sydney Roosters? And it all starts with Latrell Mitchell, who's back on the halfway line. But he can celebrate another four-pointer.
Yeah, terrific display, and we've seen that often so far this season from the Roosters. Michael Gordon, good morning to you, mate.
G'day, gents. How you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. Everyone would be very happy with that yesterday.
Yeah, it was probably our, definitely our best performance of the year. You know, we've been really good in patches, but it was, probably our best full game performance, definitely.
No doubt about that. And while, we talked about Latrell Mitchell and, Blake Ferguson getting the three tries and Tupou a double, but, geez, the forwards, they just rolled through the middle and made things a bit easy for the backs, Michael.
Yeah, mate, they've been amazing all year, and they do such a good job, and they punch out big minutes for big men, and then I suppose it's up to the backs like Toops and Fergo to get the sets off to a good start to help them out because they work so hard, and then it's just sort of it's a good balance because we've got two of the best wingers in the game at bringing the ball out of the backfield, and that just helps our big boys out so much. So.
Certainly does. Mitchell Pearce, mate, obviously we're going to talk a lot about him running into this Origin selection. He's going to get his spot back, I reckon, mate, the form he's shown. He's obviously a changed man. The discipline's been outstanding.
Yeah, he's just he's just got such a good head on him this year. And, I know he's been, thinking about, game management a lot more this year. He's always been such a great player, and I think this year he's taken his game to a new level just by the way he's managed games and, just his thought process of going through games and situations and, what's needed of the team. And, he's pretty much just delivered all year so far.
Mate, good to have Latrell Mitchell back out there on the field. He's had a couple of weeks away. He's a superstar already, if not one in the making, Michael. How good can he be?
Oh, mate, yeah, the sky's the limit for him, and... it's always interesting to see, when a player gets dropped, how they react. And I was lucky enough, I roomed with him over in New Zealand and, just had a good chat to him. And, he's got such a good head on his shoulders. And, he's got so much potential and so much ahead of him.
Improvement from this stage, mate, what are the team looking at in if there's an area that needs to improve?
I suppose now it's just, trying to back that up. It's all about consistency now. It's coming up that tough period where, Origin, you've got, players in and out and team changes all the time. So, we always train as a squad, which is good. But, I think it's just, about getting consistency. And this is a tough time where you just got to win games. It doesn't always have to be pretty, but you just got to win. So that'll be our aim over the next probably month.
And, mate, just personally for you, obviously it's well documented that James Tedesco has been a major buy for the Roosters. Oh, quite clearly he'll be playing fullback. Where are you at?
I'm nowhere at the moment. I'm at home. I've just been getting the kids ready for school. I'm just enjoying life at the moment. So, I've had there's been a little bit of talk here and there, but I've had no formal offers or anything like that. And I just sort of come into this year without... I wasn't chasing a contract or I wasn't, putting any pressure on myself. I just want to come in this year and have fun. And then if something comes of it, I'll sit down and have a look and talk with my family about it. But at the moment, I just want to enjoy playing footy and see what happens after that.
But you're keen to play again. It's just a matter of where, mate.
I've always said, even if this was to be my last year in the NRL, I'm going to go home and have a year with the local boys back home. I've always promised them that I'd do that. So, I'm always going to end up back there. It's just how long it takes me to get there now, I suppose.
Well, that's great. Great commitment. It's probably, they're probably bigger hits back there, particularly with your name coming back.
There's certain teams you play against, you make sure you wear your mouth guard.
Yes.
Year, so,
exactly.
That's always good. But, they just got back in the comp last year. So, they haven't had an A-grade team for about 15 years. So the boys have done so well in the community up there are getting the team back in. And, I think I owe it to them. Yeah, it's where I grew up and played all my junior footy. And I've always wanted to go back and play with the boys I grew up with. So
on the Tweed Coast?
Yeah, Tweed Coast. Tweed Coast Raiders, mate, the old glory days. But, yeah, that's where I'll definitely end up. It's, yeah, like I said, it's just a matter of whether it's next year or a year or two later. So I'll definitely be up there.
Well, you don't look like you're slowing down, mate. And the kicking, again, what was it, 6 from 8 and then another couple of penalties yesterday?
Yeah, the kicking's been a bit off all year. And, you know, I just sort of went back and simplified things. Jason Taylor come back and, you know, I just had a good chat with him over the week about, you know, I haven't tried to change my technique or anything. It was just probably more of the mental approach to things. And, yeah, definitely I felt like I was back to my best last night.
And the Doggies are next, mate.
Yeah, and, you know, they'd be coming off a disappointing loss. So, you know, they're going to come out fired up. So it's always a tough game against them. But, yeah, it should be a cracker, actually.
Good on you, mate. Well, it was against one of your old clubs yesterday, that victory against the Eels. So congrats, mate. Always good to chat. And I hope everything works out for you next year, hopefully with an NRL club. If not, it'll be the Tweed Raiders.
Tweed Raiders, yeah. So, no, all good, yeah. Like I said, I'll just see what happens and whatever comes. I'm happy either way, so it's all good.
Well done, Michael.
No worries, thanks, boys.
Have a great day. Michael Gordon.
It's funny, Slats, we often talk about that. You know, James Tedesco, high-profile signing, clearly going to play fullback, take Michael's spot. It's all about attitude, and his attitude is always fantastic, Michael Gordon, in my opinion, you know, that he's just playing really good football and knuckling down and making sure he's going to make every post a winner.